Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Afternoon to everyone around the world. Welcome back to ACC Global News. And again, I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, very happy and grateful to be with all of you here today, day after Election Day. And today we have back with us our very wonderful featured guest. She is healing and wellness coach and also author, founder of Align with Joy, Wendy Lee Baldwin. And again, for anybody in our audience tuning in today that has ever suffered from stress, depression, and again, I know many of us can relate to this, I advise you to really listen in very closely today to the very important topics and points that Wendy will hit on. It is now Wednesday, the 9th of November. And to remind the audience today, especially our audience overseas, our interview today with Wendy will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. Or you could please visit us at our website. Please visit us at accglobalmedia.com. And also, if you're a very big part of social media, please visit us at facebook.com/accglobalmedia. Or you could also visit us on Twitter at twitter.com/accglobalmedia. Now, again, our featured guest, Wendy Lee Baldwin. She's really dedicated her life to helping people around the world really cope with issues that haunt many of us, issues such as depression, anxiety, grief, also abandonment issues, even betrayal. And when many of us suffer from these issues, there's not really many people you could turn to for help, especially at a price that's affordable these days. As you know, many of these services are usually very expensive. Wendy Lee Baldwin now provides this outlet for so many people where they can get help. And most importantly, get help at an affordable price. Wendy herself suffered from issues and really has found and figured out a way to overcome them. She now uses her over 11 years of experience to not only heal, but to really advise others. And she really created this practice to help individuals all over the world. And most importantly, she has a proven track record of getting results. Also author of a really amazing book, Healing Your Soul in a Chaotic World, Defying the Odds of Sanity and Survival. Now she continues to really strive on her goal of helping other people, dealing with issues, helping them heal. And a final word to our audience, in case you did not catch our first segment with Wendy. Every guest on our show is carefully and thoroughly vetted. And this is to really assure that every guest that we feature that share their stories and their services are the most qualified people in the world to help assist anyone in our audience. Which is why I am very proud to present to our audience healing and wellness coach, author, founder of Align with Joy, Miss Wendy Lee Baldwin. How are you doing today, Wendy?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you, Matthew. I'm excited to be talking with you today.
We are so happy to have you back on with us. And again, really speaking on topics that so many of us in this country and really around the world are dealing with. So, Wendy, to anyone in the audience that really didn't have the opportunity to catch our prior segment, if you could please share with them, who exactly is Wendy Lee Baldwin?
Well, Matthew, that depends who you ask. Some people think I'm the crazy lady because I do unusual things. But I consider myself a transmitter of joy, of peace, and love. I, as you mentioned, I am a holistic healer. I am a life and wellness coach. I also wear the hat of grandmother, mother, and that's me in a nutshell.
And most importantly to our audience out there, any guest that comes onto our show really also has an amazing story, which is the main reason why we do select them to be featured. And again, stories that are usually relatable to many people tuning in. Wendy, if you could please share with the audience your personal journey.
Yes, my journey started off pretty rough. I started off with abuse in the womb, and it continued throughout my life, physical, emotional, some sexual abuse as well. What happened is I had a lot of abandonment issues due to being put up for adoption, and also when I was older, I was all sent away from my adopted parents. As you can imagine, there's compounded issues going on there. I had tremendous depression, anxiety. I developed a multitude of physical illnesses as a result of that. And I was born with believing that I was God's biggest mistake. And I spent my life apologizing for being alive. And because of that, I actually battled with the ongoing issue of wanting to live and wanting to die. The first time I actually tried to do something to end my life, I was 10 years old.
Wow.
Fortunately, once I hit the wall and I just said, this can't go on anymore, I was an absolute disaster. I turned to psychiatric help, which did not very much. You know, maybe took a little bit of the edge off. I sought more medical help. Doctors were saying, oh, you're fine, you're fine, you're fine. And the turning point was my thyroid. My thyroid was out of control. I had this massive lump. My mother had thyroid cancer. Doctors were not listening to me. They said that I was fine. I was sleeping 2 hours a day. I said, this is not normal. They just blew me off, and I said, something has to change, or I am not going to make it. And I was a mother, young children at the time, and, you know, when you're responsible for someone else, you have to make sure that they are well taken care of, and that meant I had to get help for myself to make sure my children were going to survive. Ultimately, an angel came in my path and led me down and I say an angel, this is a very dear, dear, wonderful healer soul sister who crossed my path, and she introduced me to holistic healing. And I grabbed onto this healing path, and it has changed my life. I am now healthier and happier than I ever thought it was possible. And I will throw in there, part of my journey, because I know a lot of people can relate to this, is I turned to alcohol to numb the pain. I lived my life numb.
Wow.
And that is not living.
It's definitely not. And Wendy, how does your personal story really aid to your empathy for your clients that you work with?
Because I have been through the extent of trauma that I have been through, I am able to relate to people. And what I found is when I start talking with somebody, people say, I can say to them, I know how you feel. And they say, yes, Wendy, you do. And what happens then is people know that they can trust me. And when people find someone that they can trust, then they can confide in. And then when you confide in somebody, you can open up your secret vault and let all the pain come out, and that's when healing can happen. And that's really important. And I, as traumatic as my life was, I am grateful for all of the experiences, and that sounds really crazy to somebody who's still in a pain state. But I'm grateful because I am in a position to help people and let them know that they're not alone.
Which is very important because many people feel alone. And again, I'm 100% sure that many people are tuning in, can relate to this, have gone through these issues, or really know someone that is going through these issues, and it could be a very lonely time.
It absolutely is a lonely time. You can be in a room full of people and be the loneliest person there because you feel like nobody understands you. Nobody can hear those silent cries that are going out. I hear those silent cries, and it's very empowering when you have somebody hold your hand and say, it's okay. It's okay,
yes.
You're going to get through this.
And again, I know many people in the audience that are dealing with this really feel hopeless or feel that maybe nobody can really help them. If you could really discuss, Wendy, what are the services that you actually provide?
I provide a couple of different services. One of them is straight coaching. So people come to me and they just want to reach a goal, a dream, a desire. I can help them by staying in track, helping them set up a detailed step-by-step action plan, hold them accountable. Accountability is huge in reaching your goals. It's easy to say you want to do something, but it's a challenge when you're alone. You know, you need someone on your team. And I am that team member who helps you, who believes in you. Sometimes I'm the only person who believes in that person's goal. Another option that I offer is the holistic healing. This is when somebody comes to me and they have emotional blocks, they have these emotional issues, they have physical issues. I'm getting more and more people coming to me for physical issues because people are getting it, connection between the emotions that play a massive role in the physical part. And what we do is we'll go in and we will heal the core issue that is causing all of the emotional and physical trauma. What works really powerful, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What works really powerful is a combination of coaching and the healing.
And the healing part is really what intrigues me because, you know, many people do coach, but I believe that the healing process is really the most important. So many people are dealing with so many different things in society today. What are the biggest issues, from your experience of working with people, that people are facing in today's times?
People are facing a lot of fear. Lack of money, a tremendous amount of emotional unrest that expresses itself through anxiety, depression, self-abuse, poor relationships, not only relationships with their family members, but their coworkers and with themselves.
And it seems like it's endless as far as the different types of issues that people deal with.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you feel that way when you do speak to your clients? Are you encountered with many different types of issues?
Yes. The people that come to me tend to be the ones who have gone to a variety of other people for help, and they either haven't gotten any help or they just haven't gotten deep enough. And by the time people come to me, they are a bundle, I'll just use the word, kind of a mess. And so, yes, we have a lot to deal with. And what we do with that is we'll start with what is of your highest good. You know, instead of, some people want to come in with an agenda and say, okay, I want to work on this, I want to work on that. And that's great if that's what the person wants. What really is magical is we say, okay, what is of your highest good? What needs to be healed first? What is holding up that one issue? And what's really magical is when you get down to the really big core issues, because that, when you heal the big, big core issues, that's kind of like a house of cards. When you knock off the foundation, then all the cards fall down. It's the same way when people come in when they have all these issues. You heal that, the deepest, deepest issues, and then everything else tends to fall into place.
I'm sorry. The biggest in all of these issues actually really cause a lot of stress on people. And stress, it's really a bad thing for many people. It affects us mentally, physically. And you spoke to us about an action plan. What exactly is a stress relief action plan?
Yes, stress is huge. According to WebMD, 75 to 90% of doctor visits are stress-related. We're all affected by stress. I know, it's shocking. I was really shocked when I heard that. Stress relief action plan is this. Okay, you know how whenever say there's going to be a hurricane or a tsunami or any other earthquake, we get prepared for a worst-case scenario, right? We get prepared for a disaster. Stress is a disaster in our life. It is a disaster on our body. Stress can and will kill you. A stress relief action plan is going in and helping the client identify stressful areas. And people know some key areas that are stressful, but they don't always understand the more subtle areas that are contributing to the stress as well. So we identify these areas that are stressful. We identify ways of eliminating that. And then we create a plan to not only transition out of that stressful lifestyle, but also what do you do to love and to nurture yourself. And I share with them different techniques to help them get out of a stressful reaction. Because, you know, whenever we get stressed, we have our knee-jerk reactions. What I help people do is instead of having this knee-jerk, have them come from a state of more control, more power. Because we learn how to handle stress from our circle of influence when we're small. And also when we're children, we learn how to handle stress from our parents and our other family members. And I hate to say this, but most of us did not grow up with family members who knew how to handle stress. So my goal to help people help people know how to handle stress in a mature way and be in control. And people absolutely love their stress relief action plan.
And I also briefly touched on the book that you did write. It's a wonderful book. If you could really describe to the audience, again, more information about the book, the writing process, or exactly why you chose to write this book.
I chose to write my book because there was this little inner voice saying I needed to write my story. It was partly cathartic. Well, it was very cathartic, but also my hope was to help other people to know that they weren't alone. It took me about a good 2 years to write it, and once I did get it done, even went through the process of having it edited, I kind of closed up, and I said, I can't publish it. And I was speaking with somebody who encouraged me to do it, and they said, Wendy, people need to hear your story because they need to have hope. I went ahead and published my story, and the reason it was I hesitated and almost didn't do it is because I bare my soul. I go into details about tragedies that happened. The reader goes through the process with me in current time. But when I'm getting abused, the reader is witnessing that as if they are really there. What I have found people say is that it's cathartic for them as well. People will cry. They will start healing because they understand that somebody else knows what it feels like to be abused. Somebody else knows what it feels like to be abandoned. And it just opens up the heart and it starts people to start healing. And in the back of the book, I have tools, some self-help tools. It's called what I call the secret formula for your best life ever. What I didn't understand through the healing process was these tools, and I share these tools with the people to help them at least, hopefully, the intention is to start getting them opening up to possibilities of healing.
And is this the biggest point or topic that you would like for them to take away from this book once they actually read it?
What I would like for people to take away is hope, knowing that they are not alone. Know that they are loved and that they matter. People don't know that they matter. And that's sad. It breaks my heart. I didn't know that I mattered. And I feel that if people know that they matter, that someone cares about them and loves them, even though we don't know each other, I still have this love for these people, that's a game changer.
Yes. And again, to our audience out there, this amazing book, it's titled Healing Your Soul in a Chaotic World, Defying the Odds of Sanity and Survival. And can you quickly share with the audience where they can go to purchase your book?
Yes, you can purchase the physical copy from me on my website at alignwithjoy.com, as well as straightalignwithjoy.com. And I also have another website. It's ALIGN-WITH-JOY.com. So it's aligned with joy still, but with the dashes. I also, on that last website, I have it available in a digital format. People can get it in an EPUB as well as a PDF.
And Wendy, as you know, there are so many coaches out there and therapists, different people offering similar service. What do you feel really sets you apart from all of the others offering similar services to you?
So one thing, I'm very out of the box. I have a lot of training in a lot of different modalities. People ask me, what modality do you use? And I cannot answer that question because I use a variety, and sometimes I just use whatever I'm guided to be given. And the biggest difference is the result. I have gone in and cleared out my crap. It's very important if you work with, especially a healer, they have to have their traumas healed. Otherwise, they're going to get triggered. You're not going to get the results that you need. It's interesting how that works. So that's what I feel sets me apart, is all the work that I have done to clear myself, and people get amazing results.
And again, to everyone in the audience out there, and again, I know there are many of us that are dealing with these issues and feel almost hopeless. There is help out there. And Wendy Lee Baldwin, and again, I have to stress this, we feel is one of the most qualified people in the world to help you deal with these issues. Wendy, I could really hear your passion whenever you do speak on these topics. And again, it's a big reason why you were selected to come on air. What is your favorite part of what you do, or what's a personal satisfaction you get from helping people?
Hearing and seeing their excitement, their joy. Most of my sessions are done on the phone, which means I cannot physically see them, but I can feel it in their energy. I can see it in my, you know, my third eye, I guess you can say. And just knowing that that person has released this big chunk of trauma and they're feeling good about themselves, and it makes me extremely happy when people start transitioning from not liking themselves, feeling unworthy, to loving themselves. When you start loving yourself, that is another game changer. It's so my client's satisfaction, the transformation, that just makes me so excited.
Yes, and again, I can feel the energy that you have when you do speak on this. Who or what is your biggest influence, Wendy?
There's a couple. My number one influence is my granddaughter, my oldest granddaughter. She's 5. The reason she's one of my biggest influences is because she helped to save my life. She gave me a reason to live. She herself is an amazing transmitter of joy and love of the purest form. Other influence have been some healers who have been very influential, who have held my hand along the way. And one of my big, and yes, they're part of my team. And one of my big influences that the world will know is Dr. Wayne Dyer. I love him, and I would love to follow in his footsteps of being on stage and speaking to the world about love and peace and healing and hope.
And all of those topics, again, these are all things that many of us are seeking to have in our lives. Love, happiness, hope. And again, to everybody in the audience out there, it's usually the hardest part is really taking the first step. And you can take the first step right now, and you can reach out to Wendy. Wendy, we have a little under 2 minutes left. If you could very quickly share with the audience, where can they go to find out more information about you or to sign up for your program? And if you could also repeat the information on where they can get your book as well.
Yes, you can go to alignwithjoy.com. I have a couple different websites that you can type that in two ways, just straight alignwithjoy.com or align-with-joy.com. That second one has a lot more information on it. You can also type in my name, Wendy Lee Baldwin. If you sign up for my newsletter, I actually am giving away free stress relief tools to some of my favorite ones. I also am setting up a group coaching program. All of this stuff is going to be coming out for people to get more information on very soon. Go to those websites, sign up for my email, go to my big website at Align with Joy. The dash is there. Read all kinds of information on there about coaching, holistic healing, and other tools there for more stress relief tools.
So you actually have free products or services that you're offering.
Yes, I do. Everybody loves something for free. I love giving away stuff. Yes, I have really great tools, actually, when you sign up for my newsletter. It's a series of, there's like four different sets of three or four, I can't remember, of free things you can download and watch, and great tools to have.
Okay, and to the audience out there, you really can't go wrong. There are some free items or services that you can receive. Please go to Wendy's website. Again, that's alignwithjoy.com. And we're just about out of time today, but I do, again, want to stress to our audience, we are featuring the most qualified people in the world to help you. ACC News can assure that you are in the best hands if you do call up Wendy for her services and for her assistance. Wendy, it was an absolute honor having you on with us today. We're looking forward to have you back with us again in the future. Everyone, please go to accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates. and Times with Wendy. And we look forward to having you all back with us soon. And again, Wendy, I thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Matthew. It's been an honor.
And we look forward to having you back on with in the future. And you have a wonderful day, Wendy.
Thank you. Likewise. Aloha.
And to everyone out there, we look forward to having you back with us again soon. Aloha, Wendy.
Bye-bye.